My name is Joni Finney. I'm Vice President with the National Center for Public Policy and Higher Education and Professor of Practice at the University of Pennsylvania.
Let me ask you, first of all, what is, in your view, the most important or urgent takeaway message for people in higher education here in Wisconsin as they look at the report card?
I think one important message is Wisconsin legislators and the governor really have to find a way to make higher education affordable for Wisconsin families. Wisconsin receives a C-plus in participation. In other words, it's a lackluster performance in terms of people who are actually enrolling in higher education, even though you receive a solid B in how well they're prepared. And so I think Wisconsin really needs to look at the causes of that, and I think one of the big causes is the increase in the percent of family income required to attend higher education in the state.
And that is an issue that has been getting a lot of media attention here in Wisconsin lately as the costs continue to go up. Now, however, I noticed as I looked at other states here in the region and nationally, it certainly appears that most states, in fact, are not doing a very good job at that.
Well, that's right, but nobody should take solace in the fact that the country's falling back on affordability. No state, including Wisconsin, can afford to have fewer young people and adults enrolled in higher education. And one of the key indicators we measure in affordability is the state investment in need-based financial aid. And for every dollar that the federal government puts in the form of Pell Grants, need-based aid, Wisconsin puts in 62 cents. But the states that do much better on this particular measure are putting in almost 90 cents on the dollar. So Wisconsin falls behind in terms of providing grant aid to college students. And also, its borrowing is fairly high as a result. So I think it needs to find a way to make sure higher education is within the reach of middle and low-income families.
I think another thing that might be particularly alarming to people in higher education and state residents in general is some of the gaps between white and African American students.
That's right. This year have taken a special look at the gaps between African American students and Hispanic students in each state. And what we find is that in terms of preparation, only 80% of the blacks in Wisconsin have a high school credential compared to 94% of the whites. And then if you move on to do students actually enroll, 21% of black adults enroll in college compared to 44% of whites. And this is one of the largest gaps in the nation in Wisconsin. And then you move on to completion and you see even bigger gaps. 33% of blacks graduate within 6 years compared to 60% of whites. And again, one of the largest gaps in the country is found here in Wisconsin. So I think you really have to look at what's going on campus and how students are advised and how affordable higher education is to reach some of those underserved populations.
And the last topic I wanted to ask you about was benefits, and Wisconsin getting a C on that particular point. I wonder if you might explain exactly what we mean when we talk about benefits of higher education in this case.
Sure. The benefits are really the payback, what your state gets in terms of its investment in an educated population. And if you look at the the percent of adults ages 25 to 64 holding a baccalaureate degree or higher, in Wisconsin it's about 27%, which is slightly less than the national average, but it's way below top performing states, which is at about 37%. So there aren't a lot of adults in that state with a college education. Therefore, you don't have the kind of economy that supports sort of a knowledge-based industry, which is where most of the economic growth comes from. And so that indicator really drives the C grade and benefits.
And I might also note that in comparison to some of our neighboring states, and I don't have to tell you that those are the types of comparisons that get made most frequently, Minnesota, Illinois, and Michigan all doing better in the benefits category.
That's right, yeah. And increasingly, I mean, all states like to compare to their neighbors, but increasingly Wisconsin and Illinois and Minnesota and every other neighbor that it has really has to think about how it competes in a global economy, because that's really where the competition for knowledge-based jobs is headed. And so Wisconsin needs to not only retain more of its college graduates in the state, but it needs to invest in creating more college graduates and economic development policies at the same time to move the state forward in benefits.
Just to summarize, how do policymakers and politicians and educators use the report card to make progress between now and next year?
Yeah, the report card is designed to be a diagnostic tool. So in each one of these graded areas, preparation, participation, affordability, and completion, we identify key indicators of where the state is strong and where the state is weak. So using it to assess the strengths and weaknesses of Wisconsin is the first step. The second step is collecting data from your institutions that would give you a more fine-grained analysis. And then finally, designing policy options that fit the population you serve. And once you get to that point, then we need real political support from the governor and the legislature to support higher education and to make sure those changes are made.